Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 4th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple's Find My Technology is making a splash at the Consumer Electronics Show this week in Las Vegas, despite the fact that Apple itself doesn't actually have an official presence at the show. In addition to Targus announcing a new Find My backpack, the popular accessory maker Chipolo has now unveiled a new card spot accessory that brings Find My integration to your wallet. First and foremost, it's important to note that the Chipolo card spot is not a wallet itself. Instead, it's a credit card-shaped tracker that you put inside of your existing wallet, similar to other offerings from companies like Tile. The key differentiator here, of course, is that the card spot integrates exclusively with Apple's Find My network. With Find My integration, the Chipolo card spot can be paired with the Find My app on your iPhone and easily located in case you are to misplace it. You can also play a sound on the card through the Find My application and put it into lost mode, so if you lose your wallet and it has a card spot inside, you'll be notified if someone else finds it. Another interesting thing to consider here is that Apple announced a new version of its MagSafe wallet with Find My last year, but Find My support for the MagSafe wallet is pretty limited. The MagSafe wallet doesn't actually integrate with the Find My network. Instead, it only notifies you if your wallet becomes detached from your iPhone and shows you the location where that happened. So if you're looking for a more capable solution for never losing your wallet with Find My integration, the Chipolo card spot seems like it'll be a great choice. The company says it will start shipping this accessory in February, and you can pre-order it now starting at $35. In more news from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, as usual, HomeKit announcements are leading the way. So far, one of the biggest announcements has come from the home security company Schlage, which announced an all-new Encode Plus smart Wi-Fi deadbolt that is going all-in on Apple's ecosystem with support for both HomeKit and HomeKeys in the Apple Wallet application. Apple's HomeKey feature was first announced at WWDC last year. When you add a HomeKey to your Apple Wallet application, you can simply tap to unlock your door using your iPhone or your Apple Watch. So basically, this is exactly how Apple Pay currently works, but for unlocking your own door. The HomeKey functionality works in addition to HomeKit, allowing you to control the Encode Plus via the Home application, with Siri, and through automations. And the lock also features a keypad where you can manually lock or unlock it with a passcode. The process of setting up a HomeKey is pretty simple. Once you add the new Encode Plus to HomeKit, you can directly add a HomeKey to the wallet app on your iPhone and Apple Watch. You can also easily share HomeKeys with others for granting permanent or temporary access to the lock for friends and family members. The new Schlage Encode Plus has been touted as the first smart lock solution in North America with support for both HomeKit and HomeKeys. Keep in mind that Apple's HomeKey technology requires an iPhone XS or newer running iOS 15 or above. Apple Watch support is limited to the Apple Watch Series 4 or newer running watchOS 8 or above. The new Encode Plus smart Wi-Fi deadbolt will be available sometime in the spring for $300. Rounding out today, Apple's stock has been trading at record highs over the past few weeks, and on Monday, the company briefly reached a new milestone in valuation. The value of a single Apple share hit around $182.90 during intraday trading on Monday, making Apple the first company in the world to briefly be worth $3 trillion. Again, the emphasis there is on briefly, because Apple stock has already fallen back below that number, and it's no longer worth $3 trillion. Instead, it's currently worth just a measly $2.97 trillion. A growing reliance on ever-expanding services and the continued global success of the iPhone, iPad, and Mac certainly do not hurt Apple's chances to get back to $3 trillion. Apple also has a range of new markets to reach with high expectations for the affordably priced 5G iPhone SE 3, looming new entries in virtual reality and augmented reality technology, and a clearer vision for the long-rumored Apple Car project. As a reminder, Apple first hit a $1 trillion valuation back in August of 2018. Its value doubled over the next 2 years in August of 2020, when Apple hit $2 trillion. So that means Apple was faster to go from $2 trillion to $3 trillion than it was from 1 to 2. So now Apple's goal becomes getting above and staying above $3 trillion instead of only briefly hitting the $3 trillion mark and then falling. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily.